The rewards optimization meta, how to hit 15% net ROI in 2026. A traditional premium credit card offers 1.5% to 2% cash back. Several crypto cards in 2026 beat that on cashback alone, and users who layer multiple return sources can push total returns higher. But the math only works if you use correct numbers and account for the costs. The three layers of crypto card returns. Layer 1, base yield, your balance earns. While it sits, most crypto card balances sit in USDC earning nothing. Users who hold yield-bearing assets as their spending balance earn returns until the moment they tap. Restaked ETH through Ether.fi earns roughly 3-4% APY from Ethereum staking rewards. Athena's USDE can provide 10% plus yield through its delta-neutral strategy, though this varies with market conditions. Even conservative options like SDAI offer around 5% from DeFi protocol revenue. The key constraint, your balance only earns yield on whatever you do not spend. High-velocity spenders drain their balance faster than yield accumulates. Layer 2, card cashback. This is the advertised rate on the card. In 2026, the competitive range is entry level, 1-2% with no staking or subscription required. Mid-tier, 3-4.5% with moderate annual fees, 100-250 year. Top tier, 6-10% requiring premium subscriptions or significant trading volume. Layer 3, airdrop points. Speculative cards like Tria and MetaMask track your spending activity as proof of spend. Every transaction increases your wallet's on-chain reputation and may qualify you for future token distributions. While speculative, early airdrop participants in prior crypto projects have earned meaningful returns. This is not guaranteed income. Treat it as upside, not as part of your base calculation. Real card stacks compared Ether.fi. The rest staking stack Ether.fi offers 3% flat cashback on all spending. If your balance sits in EETH or WEETH, it earns roughly 3-4% staking yield until you spend. Combined, that is approximately 6-7% annual return on your active balance, plus any loyalty points Ether.fi distributes. The 3% cashback is funded through a credit card model. Ether.fi pays from its treasury, not from your balance, making it one of the cleanest stacking setups available. Bybit, the volume play. Bybit's reward structure scales with trading volume and account status. The base rate is 2% in reward points for standard users. Supreme VIP status, requiring 100K plus balance or significant monthly trading volume, unlocks 10% in reward points, capped at monthly limits. These are points with variable redemption value, not direct cashback. For active traders who already maintain high balances on Bybit, the rewards are effectively free. For everyone else, the requirements are unrealistic. Tria, the self-custody play, Tria's signature tier, 109 year, offers 4.5% cashback. The premium tier, 250 year, reaches 6%. Both are paid in USDC, which avoids the volatility problem. Tria's proof of spend points program adds speculative upside if the protocol launches a governance token, but do not count on a specific value until a token actually trades. In-app staking of USDT/USDC can earn up to 15% APY separately from the card cashback. The volatility trap. A high reward rate means nothing if the reward token drops before you sell it. Your real formula, net return, ARSH, reward rate, X token price at sale, conversion fees, plus FX markup, plus annual fees. If you earn 8% in a platform token and it drops 50%, your real reward is 4%. Cards that pay rewards in stablecoins, USDC, USDT, or blue chips, BTC, ETH, avoid this problem. If your card pays in a volatile native token, convert to USDC immediately, rather than hoping for appreciation. The multi-card rotation. You do not need to commit to one card. Many users rotate between cards based on promotional periods. A primary card handles the bulk of daily spending, chosen for its reliable base cashback rate. A tactical card captures limited-time promotions, dining boosts, seasonal campaigns. A third card handles small daily transactions to maintain airdrop eligibility on a different protocol. This rotation adds 10 to 15 minutes of weekly management but can meaningfully increase total returns. The trade-off is complexity. Tracking multiple balances, multiple rewards programs, and multiple tax reporting requirements. Why banks cannot match these rates? Traditional banks have physical branches, legacy software, and massive compliance overhead. This consumes most of the 2-3% interchange fee they collect from merchants. Crypto card issuers operate with minimal infrastructure costs and automated compliance. They pass a larger share of the transaction value back to users as rewards. Many elevated rates are also customer acquisition subsidies funded by venture capital. Issuers calculate that a user who tries their card during a promotional period has a high probability of becoming a long-term user. The high rates are marketing expenses, not sustainable long-term business models. Users who rotate to follow these promotions capture the most value. Tax considerations. Cashback paid as a purchase rebate is generally non-taxable at receipt in most jurisdictions. Staking yield and interest earned on your balance are treated as income. The distinction matters. A 4.5% cashback card, non-taxable rebate, may net more than a 6% staking yield after taxes, depending on your bracket. Stablecoin cashback, like TRIA's USDC rewards, has the cleanest tax profile. Non-taxable at receipt, and near zero capital gains when you spend it because stablecoins do not meaningfully fluctuate. For detailed jurisdiction-specific treatment, see our crypto card tax guide.